So we end the church year with this most central gospel from Matthew 25. And there has to be such a gospel, or there's no meaning to good and evil. There has to be some kind of clarity about what's real and what's unreal. So here we see Jesus being quite definitive about what's real and what's unreal, and saying, if you live in love, that has eternal consequences. If you refuse to live in love, that's the state of death. It's amazing, as clear as this gospel is, how little influence it has had. And what I mean by that is the Christian world has not been known for taking care of the poor, for visiting the imprisoned, the very things he lists. Notice what he doesn't list. He doesn't say those who didn't go to Mass on Sunday. He says those who took care of the little ones, those are going to be judged as righteous. And those of us who miss the opportunity to do that, we miss the point. It's not about coming to church services. It's about what you do the other days of the week. And if your concern is not for the immigrant, not for the outsider, not for the imprisoned, not for the poor, then you've missed the point. And it's amazing that this can be read year after year and doesn't seem to change most people whatsoever. They don't get the real major point. It's about how you live in this world, not just what you believe on Sunday. Now, there's two ways in which you can eliminate your enemy. You can eliminate your enemy by eliminating him. Or you can eliminate your enemy by converting him, by including him, by forgiving him, and then he's no longer an enemy. And that message is given away in the second reading from St. Paul. I hope you are listening closely. He says, first Christ was raised up, and then all others, he says all, in proper order. First Christ, and then he is a promise of what God is doing everywhere and all the time. And the final verse was, in the end, God will be all in all. Check it out. 1 Corinthians 15. His entire theology of resurrection is that God is resurrecting everything. We crucify everything, and that's a mistake and stupid and wrong. But the wonderful good news is that God is big enough, God is God, and God can also forgive his enemies. If we can't believe that, then we can't believe Jesus. He told you to forgive your enemies. Do you think you're greater than God? So God forgives his enemies, transforms his enemies, and makes his enemies into friends. Now first you have to start with clear-headed thinking. There is good and there is evil. There are sheep and there are goats. And a lot of people waste their whole life being goats. Not loving, not caring, not serving, never doing an ounce of volunteer work in their whole life. All their work is just for themselves. That isn't a very big world. The wonderful meaning of this feast is that the official name is Jesus Christ, the King of the Universe. It's trying to say that the entire pattern of reality is going to end in the triumph of Christ. When God wins, God wins. God doesn't lose. God's love will be triumphant in every life, even those, it seems, who reject it till the last bitter moment. And that's probably what Catholics meant by their belief in purgatory, that God could still get at us. Who could see infinite love and not surrender to it? It would be impossible. And of course, the immense regret you must feel, the immense waste of time that you had 70 years or 80 if you were strong, as the psalm says, and you never got the point that it's all about love It's not all about attending church services. I'm glad you came. I hope you're glad I came. But just because we come into this room, that doesn't mean very much at all. We've had generations of Catholics who come to church every Sunday and have never loved anybody. Who cares? Who cares? And so Jesus makes it very clear in this gospel. In fact, it's the only place in the entire Bible where something is repeated four times. You probably thought Deacon Eddie would never get through the gospel, saying it again and again and again and again. It's what you do to the least of the brothers and sisters. That's who you really are.